You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What if you had dreams to become an author and illustrator, yet the dream seemed too big to become a reality? And what if this dream did become a reality, and then you went on to achieve further success? Well, this has happened for the Stick Mob, which is a newly formed group of graphic novelists and offers young Aboriginal people the chance to share their stories. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
When I was growing up, I always struggled with reading and writing, and I was diagnosed later in my life with a rare case of dyslexia. So I always struggled to be able to write and read. So I loved just being able to express myself through drawings. And when someone showed me what comics and graphic novels were, it inspired me just to be able to like express myself through that type of medium and be able to tell my stories.
You just heard there from Declan Miller, graphic novelist. And when it comes to writing your first book, where do you get your inspiration from?
In Alice Springs, it's there's a mixture of different type of people, and there's all these different problems and all that stuff that arise when you live in this town, and you get a lot of mixed feelings because I'm half Indigenous and half Scottish, so I'm on two sides of the fence. I'm always mixed feelings about different types of problems in town here, and the book kind of shows a girl that's growing up with anxiety problems and going through school and not having much friends and not having many people that she can depend on except for her uncle that she lives with and that looks after her because her parents aren't very present throughout the whole book series. And so she pretty much gets mixed into the wrong crowd and starts doing things and doing stuff that she doesn't really want to do, like, you know, stealing things, doing drugs and just getting mixed into the wrong crowd. And when presented with the opportunity to be able to take that all back and kind of rewrite her past, she gets pretty much given that opportunity and she takes it immediately. And that's not always the right thing to do. And sometimes you just got to accept what you've done and move on with your life and accept your past. And her being able to change her past has taken her down this path that pretty much just shows all about her past and shows her, makes her be able to express herself and find out about her family, find out about her culture, and understand where her family came from.
So, how does Declan Miller like to spend his time creatively when working on graphic novels? He says he likes illustrating much better than writing, however, he still loves to write.
Every graphic novelist will tell you that they love the illustrating more than the writing, but I think you need the writing to be able to start all the illustrating because it's easy to be able to write, Pam does a backflip. And once that comes to you drawing it, it challenges you and to being able to draw it. And it's the important part between understanding your limits as an artist and seeing what you can do and being able to get all your ideas down and understand linearly where you are in your story and be able to push ahead and just keep working at it. I like illustrating a lot better, but I do enjoy the writing part of it.
So Declan has now written his first published graphic novel, which has led him to be involved with the Stick Mob group, as he explains.
I'm the co-director and creative director for Stick Mob, and Wendy Cowan, she's the strategic director and co-director of Stick Mob. And what we do pretty much together is we help people express themselves through different creative media. So that's graphic novels, narratives, podcasts, videos, and animations. And personally, I'm reaching out to the music type of scene and just trying to understand how that works, so we can give other people more avenues for us to be able to help them express themselves creatively. And with the three different graphic novelists that we have, Alyssa and Lauren. Alyssa's the illustrator for Storm Warning, and Lauren is the writer, the author for Storm Warning. So they work together to create Storm Warning, and Serafina, the graphic novelist for Exo Dimensions. They all work together to be able to create graphics for Stick Mob and also give us a main drive to be able to do book 2 and book 3 and many, many different other book series down there, down the track.
So, what does the near future look like for this first-time author who is keen to produce more novels and work on other creative projects?
Definitely more books. There's definitely heaps more books. As Stick Mob is getting bigger, and you know, our website's getting made, our socials are being made. A lot more people are recognizing us and being reaching out to us to be able to do workshops and be able to teach people the Stick Mob way on how to make comics. And that's very hands-on. That's very working with you instead of talking at you. And it's very different to a lot of workshops I've been to, where it's kind of, here's what you got to do, and you move on. And that's what holds for Stick Mob for me personally, is going to uni and understanding graphic novels and also animation, and checking out that scene and seeing if that's right for me. And if not, then just exploring it in my own time and figuring it out by myself.
Wendy Cowan from Stick Mob taught Declan Miller at high school in Alice Springs, where she discovered he was truly talented at writing and illustrating.
When Declan was in year 8 and I was his teacher, he's humanities teacher, he showed me a graphic novel that he was working on. And I was blown away by it, and suggested to him that he show his peers, so that they could give him some feedback on what he was doing. And he did that, and suddenly we had a production team in operation, where we had science researchers, we had cultural researchers, we had background artists, we had Declan was the graphic novelist and the storyteller, but he had this team of people around working on that graphic novel. And that graphic novel came out of an integrated project that I ran, where we went out on country to significant Mbonto cultural and science sites, or geological sites, with cultural custodians, geologists, artists, science communicators. And so when Declan showed me his graphic novel first, I saw elements of that coming through his story.
Declan is not the only young person who has written a graphic novel with the Stick Mob. In fact, there are also three young female authors involved in this project: Alyssa Mason, Lauren Boyle, and Serafina Newberry, all of whom are only 17 years old.
When Declan showed his peers his first graphic novel, actually it was his first, and he started another one. They were the background artists. And then we presented that at the NT Writers Festival in 2017, from memory. And the Indigenous Literacy Foundation came on board after that. And with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation came two other mentors, one being Wolfgang, who's the editor-in-chief of Gestalt Publishing, and Brenton E. McKenna, who's a Indigenous graphic novelist from Broome. And that meant that the project became its own entity. And then Alyssa, Serafina and Lauren came on board at that time and started to write their own graphic novels.
So, how important is it we mentor young Indigenous people in this creative space?
Oh, it's hugely important, because you might, in the media, you will hear lots about the troubles in Mabuntwa, in Alice Springs, in young people not attending school. You'll hear all this data that's very negative about attendance at school, about engagement in programs, in the data of incarceration rates. And so it's hugely important that Indigenous people write their own stories and tell the audience, the readers, about what's going on for them, what leaps of imagination and what informs them and also is of importance to them as in telling stories. So that's really important for us to hear, and also to support, to get behind and say, yes, we need to hear these stories, and they're important stories for our time, for not only just in Alice Springs but nationally and globally. You only have to mention Black Lives Matter and all, and all the political impetus behind those movements, people wanting to tell a story, wanting to be represented.
Wendy Cowan started the Stick Mob alongside Declan Miller, and the organisation is a positive space for young Aboriginal people to be creative.
We used to meet every Sunday in a cooperative writing space, or working space, in Alice Springs, in the centre of Alice Springs. And part of those conversations over those Sundays was about, oh, I'd really like to keep doing this, and I'd really like to be an illustrator, I'd really like to... All of them are writing their second graphic novels, but it's about the continuation. How do we keep this going? How can it be a career path for us? And so from those conversations, we got DKA, Desert Knowledge Australia, came on board to offer a space and some mentorship in that. And then, through that and conversations and presenting our work at events and doing workshops, Declan's actually a very natural. I'm a teacher. And when I ever do workshops with Declan, I notice he's a natural teacher. He likes mentoring. He knows how to pitch things to get people, for people to understand, and also for people to come on board. And so then we started to put together a website. We started to get an ABN. We started to run more workshops. We started to talk, and then when COVID hit, we started to talk about, well, how do we put those workshops, those face-to-face workshops, online? So we did a project called Comics in Crisis with the Y in Alice Springs, and that was about putting workshops online so that people could access them remotely. And so it was just an accumulation of running workshops, being supported, to think things through in how we can do it. And then we've got a website. We're putting the books have been published, and books are being published and sold. We're running face-to-face workshops, and we're developing an online online workshop so that we can reach more people.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Declan Miller, author and illustrator, and Wendy Cowan from StickMob. If you would like to listen to more of our podcasts, you can tune in at our NITV Radio website online. And for more of our NITV podcasts like Take It Black, Ballin' Out, or Our Story, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.